News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
There's a great story on the front page of the Irish Independent. It's Eurofan stats on the numbers of young adults living at home in Ireland.
Yeah, it's an EU report on what they termed the boomerang generation. And across Europe, we've seen this trend of young adults being forced to move home because of the economic crash and the aftermath of the economic crash. So it's happening all across Europe, but it is particularly happening in Ireland. There has been nearly half of young adults in Ireland are now living at home. That's an increase of 11.2 percentage points since 2007. So pretty stark. That's the biggest growth rate. The typical growth rate across Europe has been 2 percentage points. So we're over five times that level.
Yeah, you'd imagine the reason we're so much higher than other countries is the housing crisis.
Yeah,
the legacy
definitely,
is the housing.
Definitely.
But there's also a generational thing, isn't there? Like this story 30 years ago would have been the amount of 20 to 25 year olds living at home, whereas that's kind of par for the course almost. These days are more par for the course. And I wonder, in the next generation, will we be talking about the 29 to 34 year olds living at home? That every generation since the Industrial Revolution, we've had more focus on education, longer term education, more specialised education, we have more affluence, we live longer, and all of that means that we are reliant a little bit longer. I was reliant on my parents for longer than they were reliant on theirs, but it was probably true of them.
That's
their
definitely
parents
true.
And their parents, and that's, their parents, and their parents.
That's definitely true. And look, the housing shortage is definitely the number one factor. I do also wonder, though, are young people nowadays, are they a little more, are they kind of cosy, closeted kids? Are they wrapped in cotton wool? I mean, the idea of, you know, sharing a room, for example, which was the norm when I was going to college and after it, that would be
in the tenements.
Yeah, well, yeah, not quite, but it was the norm. And now standards are so high, and there'd be parents kind of going, well, "You can't live there. No, there's no way I'm living." And they just have it too easy at home, and too comfortable, and are too well looked after.
Niamh Horan, journalist with the Sunday Independent. Is Shane right? Is it young people too closeted?
Am I actually listening? Am I hearing what I'm listening to? No, definitely not.
Niamh, I ask myself that every day.
It's not a generational thing. It's not an entitlement or a privilege thing. It's not a cozy thing. It's the housing crisis. You know, another depressing headline to wake up this morning. And, you know, it's just, it's so much more than just living at home. It's like it's regressing. It's going backwards, you know. And, you know, I'm renting in Dublin, and I was humming and hawing about doing it. And I said, I better not break the news to my mother, because I don't want to disappoint her if I don't. And eventually I said, "Ma'am, I think I'm moving home. Like, I mean, I'm going to save money." And she said, "Niamh, no, don't." And I don't know if she said it for my sake or hers. She said regression, mental health. I don't know if she meant mine or hers again. But she's right, you know. And I saw a headline the other day on Waterford Whispers before the election: "Vote Sinn Féin so your parents won't hear you having sex anymore." That is funny, because it's true for a lot of young people living in Ireland.
Explain what you mean, though, by regression.
It's going back. It's living under your parents. It's not having your independence. It's not having your privacy. It's not having your space. And the really, like, I could handle those figures this morning if I didn't feel like a young person. We've come through hell for the last 10 years where we weren't listening to, if I didn't feel like we were looking out into flames for the next 20 years, because that's what the government 20-year plan is. There is nothing to say that urban sprawl is not getting worse. And young people do not want to live in commuter towns like Louth and Carlow, which I saw the other day was called a comfortable commute. They want to live in the city that's young and vibrant, and where they have their lives and their jobs. And then I go outside my house. I'm living in the middle of a very young, vibrant area, and I see across the water, Dublin City Council are objecting to 13 stories in the middle of a housing crisis. And the only way, one of the ways to solve the housing crisis, in the same way that there's lots of facets to it, like building council houses, building more for affordable halls, it all comes back to supply, is height. That is how you help young people to move into the city. That is how you get prices down. You don't do rent freezes where you mess with the market. You leave the market free. You let supply sort it out. And it's literally just about building. That's it. When are they going to get down to it, I don't know. But it seems to me that they've been in denial for the last couple of years.
It's not just Dublin City Council. There's a story in the paper today about the new development beside St Anne's Park in Raheny. It's going to be 9 stories high already. The people are mobilising in the community to oppose this. There had been plans, previous plans, that had been successfully opposed. You see this whenever there's anything above 4 or 5 stories, really, isn't it?
I'm so glad you said that, because last year, 2019, there was a record year for tall buildings, and yet we're still a stunted city. We're still being held back. You have it in Paris, where they have low densities in lots of places, and they have it in the right areas. Here, away from the Georgian core, away from the city, near open water, near big transport hubs, but they will literally allow high buildings anywhere in Ireland, even out in the Aran Islands, except the one place we need it and where it's suitable, in the Docklands. And then you've got a situation as well. You talked about not in my backyard. I'm all right, Jack. I would love if somebody listening to this could do a breakdown of the vote, because I'm willing to bet that all of the people who voted for Fine Gael and for Fianna Fáil, a lot of them wanted to hold the status quo. A lot of them were homeowners. And all the people who voted for Sinn Féin weren't homeowners. And that is the big divide in this country. And they have studies done as well to show that homeowners often want to protect their own assets. They often want to keep things as they is. And they hold a city back as a result. And non-homeowners don't. They want growth. They want progression. They don't have this idea of I'm all
come
right,
on, there'll be plenty of people. There'll be plenty of people listening to this who own their own home, who have a progressive outlook about building.
I agree, absolutely. And look, a lot of people got angry, but they were missing the point. I do think that people who weren't, there are a lot of people who own their own home who voted for Sinn Féin. Absolutely. They're sick of seeing the rest of it. And I'm sorry if I didn't get that point across again this morning. But yeah, I do honestly believe that a lot more people who voted Sinn Féin weren't homeowners as well. Or whoever voted for Sinn Féin were willing to take a risk. That's all I'm saying. Didn't want to keep things just the way they were.
Is it the aspiration of all young people then to own their own home so they can start voting for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Well, no, I don't think so either. I think, honestly, I think we now have more of a social conscience than ever. We've shown that in the last 2 referendums. I mean, that wasn't about money. You know, we talked about, and we had all of, in the same way where they're talking now about
Niamh,
rhetoric and ideology.
People weren't more morally corrupt a generation before us.
I think times have changed, and what is acceptable and what is normal is changing with the times as well. And so that's why we voted for same sex. That's why we voted for women to have a right over their own body. And that's why we're voting for a fairer economy as well. When we see homeless on our streets, when we see record figures for hospitals, that's why. I do genuinely think that people have more of a social conscience. They don't mind paying taxes, for example, but they just want the services to match.
I think you'll find Sinn Féin, you're talking about Sinn Féin, they oppose a lot of taxes, increasing taxes. But look, we could talk about this all day. Niamh Horan, journalist with the Sunday Independent. Niamh, thanks a million. Always entertaining for speaking to us.
Yeah, a fairer economy for me, I think, is what a lot of people are saying. And that's fine as well, but let's not dress it up as some kind of altruism.